Hey folks, join us on this episode of Phone.net to learn how to customize your Graph SDK with Darrell Miller. Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Phone.net. Today I'm joined again by my good friend, Darrell Miller, an API architect for the Graph SDK. And if you missed our previous episode where we introduced the Graph SDK and we talked about how you can start using it in your apps, we'll link right below in the video. Today, we're going to in the next level, right? We're talking a little bit about customizing the Graph SDKs, when to use it, which one to use, because some people like SDK dependencies, some people don't like SDK dependencies and they want to be more lightweight and stuff. So Darrell, great to have you again on the show. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And it's exactly what you were just telling me before, is some people go, SDKs are too heavy. I know how to make an HTTP call. And so they kind of say, I'm just going to not use it. And That was really that all or nothing proposition that we wanted to get away from. We wanted to have something that was a bunch of building blocks So you could use the pieces that you want to use and just don't use the other pieces. And that's really the philosophy of the design that we've been going through for the last couple of years.
Right. So we have a few components. We have the core component, which we're going to be talking and probably focusing most of the session today. Yep. We have the authentication component, and we have the full thing that wraps everything together. So if I'm fairly new to the SDK, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm just dumping the whole thing in there, and that's the magic for me. But once I need to make it lighter or more agile, or I know what I'm doing, then I can just pick the components I need.
Yeah. So the core is really, it's a handcrafted code. It is the not generated. The service library is where we take all the metadata from Graph and we build all the model classes for you. So if you're not looking for all of that IntelliSense and the models and you just want to deal with adjacent objects and you're comfortable with that, that's perfectly fine. You can just use the core library, but we'll still bring a ton of value in the core library. We'll bring the retry handlers, we'll bring the compression handlers and secure redirects, and all of the auth stuff that we talked about in the last episode are there, so you just don't have to deal with tokens, but you can still use the environment that you're comfortable with.
But sweet.
Let's show a picture because it's easier. I like pointing at pretty pictures, right? So this is on our GitHub. Our organization is called Microsoft Graph, and we have a design repo where this is where we collect all our requirements across all the different languages.
Right.
And so we spec it out and say, these are the features that we want to implement. And then the devs go off in their language and they implement that. So we try and build common functionality across all the languages. And This diagram tries to capture the various, like the pieces of Lego, the building blocks that we use. The orange pieces are what we call the native library. And on every platform, there is some native library for calling an HTTP request. And so in .NET, it's obvious, it's wonderful that we just have something built into the framework. Yep. And that gives us our standard request message, response message, and that standard HTTP interface for a get, put, post, delete. And it also has this really nice concept of this middleware pipeline.
Right.
And so you can plug in pieces of middleware to do all kinds of cross-cutting concerns. And we've built a bunch of middleware that we plug in automatically. Because one of the things that's a little bit of a pain with middleware is kind of setting it up, because it's kind of like a linked list and you've got to kind of glue them together and chain them together. So it's a bit annoying to get that set up. So we'll show how we've worked around that and solve some of those problems. And the way we do it is we have a client factory.
Right.
And so that client factory will set up the native client in the way that you want it. We also have some generic graph content handling stuff for, because it is largely an OData API. So there's certain conventions that we have, like error messages look a certain way and across all of the graph. And so we have some standard content capabilities, dealing with paging, dealing with collections and stuff like that, dealing with batch requests. We have content objects for that kind of stuff. And also we have a response handler. So these are all the blue parts, part of the core library, and the handcrafted. And then we layer on top of that the green stuff, the generated libraries. But this is truly completely optional. And then one final layer is tasks. This is the idea of a task is where instead of just making one request, you might need to make multiple requests in order to achieve a goal. So we do that for like things like large file uploads, where we'll take a file and we'll slice it into smaller pieces so that if something fails partway through, you can resume doing that file upload. We have page iterators where a collection of stuff is coming back in pages, and the iterator will just keep going and making requests when it finds a next page link. So this is the model.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dig in and see how some of this actually works in a real app. So I'm going to pull up my favorite simplest console app, which is basically .NET new console app. And then the basic steps for creating an MSAL application, putting it inside an auth provider, and going and putting that inside a Graph Service client, and then going and making a request. In this case, I'm going in saying graphclient.me, which is my user information. And if I run this, it's just going to return back user.displayName. It's not going to be very exciting. I'm going to let you trust me on this. We will run it again at the end once I've done some modifications to prove that it does actually work. But let's talk about how we start to customize this. So what do we have, right? We have a Graph Client. If I take Graph Client, what can I do to change this? Well, come on, there we go. There is, amongst all of the things that I can go and retrieve, hidden in here is a is a base URL.
Right.
So I can change this if I'm working in a different cloud. So one of the sovereign clouds, I can change this. If I want to hit the beta endpoint, I can change this. It's one thing that I can change. There's also, and this is our older extensibility model, a thing called HTTP provider.
Right.
And it has, you know, the ability to set overall timeout. It has the ability to change the serializer, but really not a whole lot of things that I can do to customize the experience. So we added a new constructor. And now what you can do here is you can go and take that HTTP client that you love, and that I love, because I think it's an awesome library. With the magic of, come on, control dot, there we go. We have an HTTP client. I can pass in that HTTP client directly into Graph Service Client. Now, that's actually not going to get us very far, because that HTTP client has no idea how to get an auth token for you. It doesn't know what the base URL is. There's a whole thing, bunch of setup for that HTTP client that we'd need to do. So, well, let me create one for you. Graph Client Factory. Stop. Create. So, now Graph Client Factory, in order to be able to go and get that token, it needs an auth provider. So we're going to provide it an auth provider. We've got one up here. Come on. There we go. You're going to give it to me. There we go. Excellent. So I could just leave it at that. Right? Or I can also set a few other configurations. I can change the version to point to beta. I can choose the national cloud. I can set a proxy. There's a bunch of other configuration options that are available to me here.
Right.
But that is not cranking it up to 11, right? We want to crank it up to 11. We really want to be able to configure. We want to be able to put cross-cutting concerns. We want to be able to have our own middleware to be able to apply different things that happen on every request or when we want them, right? Sure. So to do that, we need to be able to get access to the handlers. And there is another overload here that accepts an enumerable of delegating handler. Now, I could build that myself, but I don't really know what handlers are already in Graph Client. I could go and figure it out, or we did that work for you. Graph Client Factory. Create default handlers. There you go. And create default handlers. Obviously, I need to provide the author and the auth provider. As soon as I type the new key, it's there we go. Authentication provider. Now, oh, I should put an S on here. Handlers. I pass the handlers into here. Now I have, hover over here, it is going to tell me a list of delegating handlers. And this list of handlers gives me the ability to
customize,
remove handlers right. that are already there, or add new handlers in that I maybe want to add. So let's I'll show you how easy it is to create a new handler. Class, my handler, delegating handler. Yeah, as long as all of the magic stuff works, generate that constructor. Generate that constructor. I actually don't think you need to generate these, but I'm just doing it to be overly safe. Override, send. You can do it. Override.
Is it private or public or protected?
There it is. Send async. Okay. So now we have this method where we can inject any code we want into that pipeline. So I can, in the most boring thing I could do ever, is go console.writeline, and I'm going to take that request and that request URI, if only I could type, dot absolute URI. There we go. And I can do things before the pipeline, and I can, if I await on this send async, I'll get the response back, and then I can do things with the response too. And I can correlate the request and the response, because by using the await there and this and the context. So that is the handler. And all I have to do is go handlers.add new my handler. So, and now if I pull up a thing and we do .NET build, see how many typos I made? And so you'll notice that I'll say this before I actually run this, just not to steal my own thunder. Mm-hmm. I built this HTTP client with the auth provider and all this stuff, right? And then I put it into the Graph Service client. I didn't have to put it in the Graph Service client. I can now take this HTTP client and I can just make calls directly with it, but I will still get all my middleware. I'll still get my auth token and I'll still get all of that goodness. So if you don't want to pull in this Graph Service client so that it will deserialize to that user object for you, you don't have to do that.
Okay, is this still all part of the core library, or are we using the full-blown library here? This all core.
The service library only comes in once you have Graph Service client and and the user type here. All of this handler stuff and the factory is all part of core.
Right, nice.
So we're going to run.
Full faith in you.
I'm going to bring it back to this browser just so that it opens in the right browser. We're going to get our device code flow.
Handcrafted artisan codes by
Darren. That's right. And so we're going to double click on this. We're going to flip over here. We're going to go to aka.ms device login. We're going to paste that in there. It's going to try and sign me in. It may or may not know my credentials. Okay, it's going to ask me this time. Excellent. And we're going to go back to that console app, and we're going to see the dramatic effect of that my handler. There it is. There's the URI I wrote to the console line before it returned the result. And it's that easy. And the beautiful thing is, let's say you have an app that you've already built, already using HTTP client everywhere. Mm-hmm. You're calling the graph. You can retrofit this in with that Graph Client Factory, build all the auth in, add your own handlers in, and the rest of your code that is calling Graph doesn't need to change. So that's the beauty of that. Now, that's talking about how we actually apply customization at the global level. Mm-hmm. What about if I want to apply customization to just this request that we're doing here?
Okay.
Okay. So again, we build these requests. We have this little hierarchy, and I can go and get mail folders, and I can go and get all kinds of things here. And then I get this request object.
Mm-hmm.
And the request object, if I just pull this back a little bit and do dot here, this then lets me do all kinds of filtering stuff, selecting, expanding. But mm-hmm. it's all with our syntactic sugar on top. And I have the ability to change some of the middleware behavior, max retries and max redirects and forcing a refresh on token, all those kind of things here. But I can break into the process here. And instead of calling that get async on the end, I can, let me go back to just using the simple me request. I don't have to actually make the call. I can say, give me that request object.
Okay.
So now I've got the request object that I could play around with, and I can manipulate it however I want and set filter options on and what, or I can convert it into an HTTP request message. Our friend, the native HTTP mm-hmm. request message. Okay.
Yep.
Now I can use that raw HTTP client, send async, and send that HTTP request message.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've gone back to using my native library with a native method, but I built this native object using all of our request builder factory. So with all of our conventions, but let's say you want to go and set some headers, or you want to manipulate a body of a request before it goes out, or you want to sign the request before it goes out, or some additional thing that you might want to perform on it, you have access to the full set of native capabilities.
Right.
Okay, so we've got our send async. So now we're going to get a response back from this, assuming we do an await here. Okay, great. We've got a response. So what came back here now is an HTTP response message. So now I have raw access to the native HTTP response. I can process the body just as I normally would in any app. I can get access. But what happens if now I want to get from that response and I want to get back to my user because I'm missing my user here? Well, we allow you to create our platform's response handler. New response handler. And you can provide it a serializer, or you can take the default one or provide your own serializer. And now with that response handler, I can say handle response as if it's a user object. Put in there the response message. No, it's just called response. There we go, like that. And that's going to come back as a user object.
Full circle. I like it.
Full circle back into our .NET, our strongly typed service library. But you can get in to every single part of this path and provide your own customization here. You can use it to the level of detail you want. And it's not like you have to plan for this up front, right? You can use mm-hmm. the strongly typed stuff everywhere you want and then go, oh, wait, here? Mm-hmm. I have to tweak that a little bit. Boom.
Right.
Just peel the layers of the onion, and there you go. Everything will work. And just because I'm bold, we're going to do a .NET run here, and we're going to get the same response back, even with our completely customized experience. Although we didn't actually change anything, but we could make changes to any of that request or response as we wish.
Yep.
Okay, let's grab this. Okay, flip over here. Okay, device login. And paste that there. And we're going to come back. Oh, no, we have to actually sign in. Sign in. Flip back for the excitement. There is the URL. And there is the username that we pulled back from Graph.
Beautiful.
Exactly the same experience as before, but with full flexibility to get at the pieces that you need to get at to be able to do exactly what it is you need to do whilst not having to throw away all of the syntactic sugar that we built for you.
Yeah, so different levels of customization from totally beginner using the handrails of the full SDK to super advanced scenarios where you customize every single part of the pipeline to make it work for you. Yep. So that's my response back to Mr. JP. If you don't want to use your SDKs, you can use the customized ones. There you go. Well, thank you, Darryl. That was fantastic. Thanks for joining us on the show and for showing us how we can customize the Graph SDK to make it work for our needs. And I suspect that this goes beyond the .NET. Obviously, this is a .NET show, but I suspect they can do the same with PHP or PowerShell or other components, right?
This is our philosophy for the SDKs that we are building, is we don't want people to run into that brick wall of going, oh, the SDK can't do that. I have to throw it away.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you very much. That's fantastic.
Thank you, Christos.